Hey, you guys. So welcome back to the Ready to Rise podcast. So today I want to share with you guys the speech that I shared at Galentine's event, because I think it was so powerful just sharing most of my self-love journey, just some of the things that I went through, some of the thoughts I've had about myself, just so many different things, and just talking about how you can start to really love yourself. And we did a practice at the end. I will cut that part off just because it's not the same unless you're in person. But I will share with you, if you want to experience some of these practices and some of these kind of deep self-love rituals and things like that, come check out the Rise Retreat. If you go to helloaudreyrose.com/retreat, everything is there, and it's just going to be one of the best places for you to plug in and meet new friends and just start your self-love journey. So, okay, without further ado, let's get to this podcast episode. I cannot wait to share. Hey, friend. Welcome to the Ready to Rise podcast with your host, me, Audrey Rose. This is the podcast all about taking your life to the next level. Join me on my journey as I create a life that I'm obsessed to wake up for every day. I hope that you are ready to create a life that you really, really love. Are you ready to rise? All right. So at the beginning, as I was walking in, we did share the I Am Woman song. You guys all know it. You all know the lyrics. And of course, that part cannot be, you know, played right here. But I want you to just take a moment, listen to that song, and come back, because it really is part of the introduction to this speech. That's a really big part of it. All right. So when you're listening to that song, doesn't it make you feel so good? Like, I am woman. You feel it in your bones. You're invincible, strong, wise, unstoppable, and worthy. Like, how many of you really do feel like you are that woman when that song comes on? It's like you're embodying that version of yourself in the moment. But then we see ourselves in the mirror, catch our reflection in a storefront window, and that feeling deflates. You go back to letting the self-doubts come in. You start to question everything, and you let the inner critic rise. We feel unworthy. We notice, like, I don't look like the societal expectation. My hair isn't long enough or blonde enough. I'm not smart enough or rich enough. We are feeling ourselves, and then suddenly, just in an instant, it flips to all of this self-doubt and self-hatred. So here's the truth. The woman you see here, this version of me, speaking at women's empowerment events, didn't always exist. So I want to take you back to 2019. I was just getting out of a toxic relationship. I felt lost. I didn't know who I was. I had put all of my self-worth into validation from others, and I cared way too much about what other people thought of me. I looked like I had it all together. The boxes were checked. I had the career, the man, the cars. We were putting in offers on the white picket fence homes, all of the things. But at my core, I was so insecure, and it was basically just a lie. It was a lie that society had told me that I would be happy when I had it all. But the problem was, I didn't. I wasn't happy. I didn't feel worthy, and I know I was just hiding in plain sight. And I say that I was hiding in plain sight because I would literally hide at home. I would hide at work. I would hide inside that 9-to-5 job or whatever it is, like so many of us do, right? So many of us hide behind our husbands, behind our kids, behind the job. And I was doing the same thing. And a lot of the time I was hiding out at home behind a TV screen. I was only leaving the house to go to work or to get essentials. I joke that sweatpants and skipping showers were my new normal, but that's like really not funny. It was like the truth. I just hated myself so much that looking in the mirror and pampering myself was out of the question. And on the rare occasions that I did wear makeup, it was because I was putting on a pound and a half of makeup so that I could hide behind a mask when I would go out. It was not because I wanted to feel pretty or pamper myself. It was literally because I wanted to hide. I was hiding from all of these social anxieties, thoughts like, what if they see how stupid or ugly or boring I really am? Because I knew that if I saw myself in that light, it must be true. And it was probably only a matter of time until they saw the real me. I drank, I partied to try to cover all of this up and to stay relevant, to try to feel like I was cool or feel like I was somebody. And I think a big part of me needed to party and drink so that I could disassociate. Also, it was the same thing with a lot of the numbing behaviors that I practiced, the TV nights, the door dashing, all of that. It was like I was so down on myself and so depressed that I had to block it out because I had no idea how to heal it. I didn't know what it meant to take care of myself. All I knew how to do was to talk down to myself, treat myself poorly, like all of these self-sabotaging practices that I was doing. And I started to realize over time that so much life was passing me by. I thought like the lazy days, the movie nights, or the party nights were okay back then. But I think I didn't see how low I had gotten until I got real low and took a second and stopped and looked around. Somewhere inside, it's like I knew that other people were experiencing life in a very different way. They weren't hiding. They were just out there just being themselves. And they were just enjoying life. And these realizations made it even worse for me because somewhere inside, it's like I knew that life maybe could be better. It's like I knew that I could try really hard and I would be like them. But then on the other hand, I just kind of felt like that wasn't the card that I was dealt in life. I thought like it wasn't my destiny. Maybe I just thought like I wasn't worthy of being out there and just being myself. I think the lack of love that I had for myself, that I had really learned to live without over the past years, caught up to me. There was so much lack. There was so much negativity and putting myself down and allowing anything negative that others said about me stick to me. There were so many times when I would hear something and just take it as bullying and just live in that truth and think that that was me. And that would go on for me to kind of just stop loving myself overall. There were years where I didn't feel worthy of being seen. I never felt good enough. I silenced my own voice and I didn't even know like what my thoughts or desires were anymore. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what lit me up. And I remember finally I had this big breakdown and I asked myself like, why did this happen to me? Why had I completely lost myself by trying to be who others wanted me to be, or who I thought they wanted me to be. Because I had never taken the time, or honestly, I think I just didn't know how to take the time to really ask myself who I was. I didn't know how to ask questions like that. I didn't know how to self-explore, how to self-discover. I just kind of became who I thought like parents or teachers or boyfriends, friends like wanted me to be. And what happens when you learn to be a version of yourself that's created from others' expectations is that you learn to not trust yourself because you're asking for others' opinions, you're following the leader, and you just want to fit in because you don't feel worthy of standing out. You reject yourself. And then you become so scared of rejection from others because you already feel so unworthy. So eventually you feel so unworthy in your skin that you learn to ignore your own voice. You silence your intuition, and you allow other people's opinions to become louder than your own voice. Play that back. Like, that is fire. Seriously. we do that. We lead ourselves into this circle and we become so disassociated with our own voice that we become lost. We forget who we are. So now we're here, right? You become a version of yourself who essentially doesn't love herself, and not because she doesn't want to, but just because she doesn't know how. Not because she's unworthy, but because she doesn't see her own worth. So here is what's very beautiful about this ugly season, is you get to rediscover yourself. And that's exactly what I did. So during this season, like a cocoon season, you could call it, I tried all the things, healing modalities, kept reading new books like the 5 a.m. Club, the, I forget what the morning one was called, but it's by Hal Rock. Okay, I'll link it. I'm going to butcher the name. But the 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins, like so many good books, right? I went on this journey of self-discovery to find the tools I needed. And I knew that eventually they would help me to take care of myself and find myself. Not only did I figure out how to get myself off the couch, but I finally learned how to make commitments and care for myself more. I ended up making a promise to myself to experience something new each week. So every week I would go on a new hike, or I would go to a new event, a new place. I was getting out and seeing friends, trying every healing modality near me. And if y'all know, you know, my locals, I live here in, I would go towards West County. That's what we're talking about here. So, you know, those outdoor meditations in lavender fields, whale watching, the sound baths, a Gabby Bernstein book signing, chanting with Buddhist monks, like the list goes on and on and on. So I call it my little eat, pray, love adventure. And it took me out of the self-hatred comfort zones. And I mean that intentionally, because the self-hatred can become comfortable because we become so used to hiding and putting ourselves down. So I got out of that comfort zone. I got very uncomfortable and I got to learn so many ways that people pour into themselves, so many different techniques, and just learning how to have compassion towards myself, accept myself, become aware of my true inner voice and intuition, learning how to rewrite my negative narratives. And I also learned how to find validation from myself rather than in everyone else. So I found my voice. I went on this whole journey to find what lights me up and to find what makes me me. But as with everything in life, there was a catch. And I think that this is where a lot of you guys might be at, or just the big point you need to hear. It's an ongoing effort. So those negative beliefs, they still come up. The old thoughts, they still creep in. I ask others for validation all the time. Like the girls in my mastermind chat can totally attest to that. Like the group text will go off sometimes because I need help. You know, I still want validation. I still want advice. You see me here with a global top 1.5% podcast, as a retreat host, as a published author, like all the things, right? But little do you know that just a couple weeks ago, I was asking everyone and their mother for advice. I was overthinking a decision, doubting my own voice, having to go back through all the steps I took in the past so I could uncover my voice and take aligned action again. So all of that to say, the work is continuous, but it does get easier and easier to stay on track and listen to your inner guidance. I promise. And this is why I've joined other communities. This is why I go to retreats, even though I'm a retreat host, right? And I sell sold out retreats. I still go to all kinds of other retreats. I still go to other events. I'm obviously not just reading my own workbook, right? Like I'm pouring into myself through so many other avenues, because this is why, like having a community, because I believe that nobody deserves to go through what I went through alone. So by going into communities, and that's why I started my own community, because I don't want other people to have to go through it alone. The journey of learning to love yourself will lead you to your highest self. And it is so damn beautiful, but it can be lonely and hard. So I want you to just imagine a room full of women who are confident, who don't feel less than. They feel worthy as hell. They are embodied. What would that look like? And what would that do for this world? What if I loved myself so much that I could fully love you, and you loved yourself so much that you could fully love her, and she poured into the next girl, and on and on, and we created a movement full of confident, beautiful women embodying their highest selves. This is the world I want to create, where you see me, I see you, and we both get to live life unapologetically. This is why I created a sisterhood. This is why the self-love retreats exist. This is why I'm so passionate about this movement. Because we don't need to do life alone. And I want everybody to just kind of take a moment right now. And I want you to write down a promise to yourself. Because as much as we have done journeys, as much as you have listened to podcast episodes, as much as you have done all of these things, the self-love journey is going to continue to start over and over each day you say yes to it. Each day is a new beginning to your journey. Because we pour into ourselves, we're ever-evolving humans. So write this down. Obviously, if you're driving, you know, take a minute and come back to this later. But if you write down dear and then your name, I love you so damn much. It took so much work to get us here. And I am giving you full permission to grow again into the most aligned version of yourself. And then you're going to sign it. So dear, and then your name. I love you so damn much. And it took us so much work to get here. I am giving you full permission to grow again into the most aligned version of yourself, and then sign it. And I want you to let that be a tool that helps you to dissolve any blocks that you're having towards evolving. So often we get into a self-love journey and we become a new version of ourselves, and we have all these practices and routines, and then we think that this is the only way towards being this version of ourselves. This is the only version of ourselves, and that it's not allowed to change, right? But the thing about these journeys is that they are ever evolving. They are constantly changing. So the practices that you've done the last year may not be for you anymore. The version of yourself that you have been obsessed with, she might be growing. She might be growing into a new version of that highest self. You might be peeling another layer that you didn't even know you had. So giving yourself permission to evolve and to grow is going to help you so much along that journey. Giving yourself the permission that today is a new day, tomorrow's a new day, and there on, you know, and there on, and keep going, so on and so on. Because each day that we choose to love ourselves is a whole new day in this movement. So I encourage you to just continue to love yourself, to continue to allow yourself to grow. And if you need help finding any practices, if you need help doing anything like that, I highly suggest a community. And you probably already know, if you've been listening to this podcast, we have the Rise Sisterhood, which is a great place to plug into. We have our monthly calls. Excuse me, we have weekly calls now, but we have a monthly facilitator call where you can learn a new practice at least once a month. Sometimes we have them twice a month. We also have the Rise Retreats, which of course is one of my favorite places to plug people in, because you come in here, you have like a girls' weekend. It's like a vacation, but then of course it turns into the most transformative journey of your life. Like, I've had facilitators come who like know themselves, who work on themselves consistently, leave as a new version of themselves. I mean, these are like amazing retreats. So come and join us. It's helloaudreyrose.com/retreat. Or you can check out the link in bio on Instagram, Hello Audrey Rose. And just remember, you know, I love you guys so much. I am so, so proud of you. And it's time for you to learn how to love yourself. So you deserve that. so many of you keep sliding into my DMs asking, how do I truly become my highest self? Like, where are the tools? Where do I find this? How do I know which tools apply? And I want to share with you the number one resource that I can offer you, and this is the Rise Retreats. I have literally curated, hand-selected facilitators who are going to help you learn the tools that you need to learn to get you back on the path towards becoming your highest self. And it really does start with loving ourselves. It really, really does. So many of us don't know where to start. We struggle with this. We struggle with self-love. And let me just tell you, it comes from these tools that you are going to learn from the facilitators who are teaching you all of these things. So I have curated this very specific self-love retreat. This is happening in May 2024 up in the Tahoe area, California. And we're going to be, oh my God, we're going to be enjoying the views, like the snow-capped mountains, all of the things. It's just going to be amazing. It's May 24th through 26th. And yes, of course, seats are limited, my friend. So get yourself in there. It's already halfway sold out, which is crazy because we have so many repeat customers. So I just want you to be able to enjoy this. Just slide into my DMs. That's probably the easiest, or hit up the link in bio. All of this is at Hello Audrey Rose on Instagram, and you do not want to miss this. Trust me, we only do them once to twice a year. They are very limited, very exclusive, so you want to get yourself in there. You already know I love you, and let's freaking do this. I'm so happy you got to make it to another amazing episode of the Ready to Rise podcast. Don't hesitate to share this with a friend that needs to hear it. Send it straight to their DMs. Take a screenshot, throw it up in your stories, tag me in it at Hello Audrey Rose. And don't forget, if you leave a written review on the iTunes app, that also helps people find it. So if it resonates with you, help others find it. And I can't wait to hear how much you loved this awesome episode. Have a blessed day.